Hello, it's Angel. I have been trying to record for a while now, and I think my brain and my mouth just aren't connected tonight because I'm getting so frustrated. I really love getting off with you. I really, really do. It's so much fun. But I prefer to have some kind of fantasy to share with you. I love telling you guys stories and just sharing my personal sexual desires and what I want and what I hope to happen with somebody someday and just to be fortunate enough to have someone in my life that I feel comfortable and safe with to really explore, this different aspects of sex. And I love sharing that with you guys. It's such a great, I don't know, a great lot of things. It's a great way to let some steam off. Just to kind of help people realize their own fantasies. But tonight it's just not one of those nights that any of that is coming to my mind. Like physically right now, I'm laying in bed. I'm propped up with pillows. I just got out of the shower a little bit ago. My skin's really soft. I have this really yummy coconut body wash and then the lotion that goes with it. And so it's like my skin just feels so soft and it smells so good. And I had on, well, I have on my pink bra and then like I had little matching purple boy shorts on, which those are at the foot of the bed right now. And then just a lace like gray tank top and well it's a kind of a nightgown, but it's really short and I don't know. Anyway, so it is a tank, I don't know. Anyways, I just feel really sexy right now and I feel really aroused and just so turned on and I feel like I don't sound like it even a little right now. I sound like such a dork. So I guess no fantasy. I guess I'm just gonna get off with you guys and hopefully over the weekend I'll be able to get myself back on track and totally have good fantasies for you next week, but I want to have sex so bad right now. Like, I just want to get off and have a really great orgasm, and yeah, so I hope that's what you'll be doing right now, too. Is touching yourself and getting really turned on and having an awesome orgasm too. So I think I just want to take my time and I have my like wand here. It's like the kind of like the Hitachi and but not I there's a picture of it somewhere. I think I have my Tumblr page. And then I have a dildo, and I hate that word so much. I just cringe every time I have to say it. And it's the biggest one I own, which isn't very big, I don't think. But it's, and you guys always ask me how big it is. And I promise tonight when I'm done making this audio, I will measure it and post it. Either with this or on my Tumblr page. But it's textured, which I really think is fun. But, anyways, I would love, I can't even tell you how much I would love for this to be a cock right now. But, all right, let's get off together. How's that sound? Sounds fantastic. All right. So, as much of a tease as I am, I love being teased. And I'm totally a brat about it. When if I'm getting teased, I will pout and even maybe throw mild temper tantrums. Like if like right now I'm on my back and I'm just teasing myself like with my dildo right now, and like you guys are so mean because like. Like you can only like I can only move so much. Like if you're if I'm on my back and you're over me, like just teasing me, like that is probably one of the meanest things you can do to me. Because it's like once you're in that position and that close, like it's on. Like you know what's happening. It's like it's good. and then for like a guy to tease and just take his time and not, like, not give me his cock. It's so mean. And it, like, oh my God. It's, like, seriously, if you ever sleep with me and that happens, like, there will be an angel temper tantrum. But anyways, you're not here right now to tease me, and so I get to slowly push it inside of me. Which feels so good. Oh my God. Oh, oh, nice. Oh. So nice. I'm just, I could lay here like this all night. I love getting off with you. Love thinking about you just touching yourself. She is what I am right now. Oh my god. Fuck. I hate it so loud. When I get off for you. Oh. Sweaty mess right now. My hand was holding on to the vibrator so tight, like my hand is like cramping up. Oh my god, I don't know. For you guys, I don't know how you can get off all the time just using your hand, and then you girls, I don't know how you don't use toys, because some of you, I can do it. My hand would, I'd look like a crippled old lady. Or my hands would, at least. I don't ever... I don't ever fantasize about people, like I've told you before. But sometimes just but people that I've talked to you have a crush. And like, usually when I'm making audios for you guys, I'm very much just focused on you and entertaining you. And as much as they're my fantasies or my, you know, obviously my time to get off to with you, I'm not thinking about anybody. But I totally have to, well, I don't have to admit that someone like totally popped in my head and I had to like bite back a name, which is rare. I'm allowed to have crushes. Don't judge me. And don't ask. I'm not going to tell you. Like, it would matter anyways. I love having a crush. Like, it's so... I mean, it kind of sucks just because... Well, I don't know. It's fun just to kind of have those happy little thoughts about somebody that excites you and somebody that makes you smile, and like and you get to see them or talk to them or something like that. It just, it's like a little extra sunshine in your day. It just, it's fun. And like, I'm one of those people that I very seldomly get crushes. But when I do have one, it's not something that I'm like, oh, I have to be in a relationship with this person. It's just kind of like this innocent little, like, feeling of, like, you really admire a person and who they are and all the cool stuff about them. So, I don't know. Everyone looks at crushes differently, I guess. But I've never been one of those people that needed to be in a relationship. When I was, I'm just gonna keep talking for a little bit. Because I used to be a singer. I used to perform a lot, and you learn at a young age that it's just so much easier not to be tied down, not to be in a relationship or have a family. It's just easier to be your own person and then when you're a performer. And so I had kind of grown up with that mentality, and so as an adult now, I mean, I guess I should. I don't know. I've never needed to be with someone. But everyone's different. You'll be happy to know that I was smart enough to not let the dog in the bedroom when I played the recording today, so there will be none of his snoring in this. I don't know why I never thought of that in the first place. All right. I hope that that was fun. I hope that you like getting off with me. And I miss telling you fantasies and all of my dirty talk and my desires and all of that. And I promise that they will be back for a good, strong return very soon. I actually have some really fun stuff planned for you guys this summer. A couple of different things. So I'm excited. So stay tuned, follow Tumblr for all of that. All right. I love you guys so much, and I hope that you're wonderful. And if I could hug you and kiss you right now, I absolutely would. So, thank you. Mwah.